Hey guys, it's Alexa. In case you were wondering who it was. I've actually got a really good idea that I think I'm going to record in about half an hour. I'm going to grab a beer first. And then the mic's out. I got the mic out. That's the first step. And maybe some dirty pictures soon too. I've got a few saved on the phone that need to see the light of day on the internet and be there forever. And haunt me later when I can turn into like a conservative old person. I don't really see that happening though. This is a ramble though. I kind of wanted to just talk my thoughts out a little, and I might even tear up. I'm not sure. We'll see how vulnerable I get on the internet, right? But it's been like a week since I've been around. I'm just dealing with anxiety. It's been really bad the past couple weeks. Like really bad. Like I wake up in the morning and I have about 5 seconds before it just hits me like a thump on my chest. And for me, anxiety is sort of like it's chronic. And I have, you know, I've been to therapy. I've done all kinds of things to try to ensure that I'm the happiest, best version of me that I can be. But sometimes it just ratchets up. And it's a physical thing. Like, I really feel it in my chest. It hurts. I don't know if anybody can identify with that. And part of the reason I'm rambling right now is I hope that, you know, some people who do have to deal with this do identify. It'd be nice to take the stigma out of this. There have been leaps and bounds made just in, like, maybe even the past 5 years, especially thanks to social media, with people normalizing mental health issues, especially anxiety. But, you know, I thought I'd lend my voice a little bit too. Why not? If that comforts anybody, then it makes me really fucking happy. And it kind of makes me emotional to think that maybe, you know, I'm not going through all this in vain. But yeah, it's been really hard. I'm normally a pretty happy person, but this just convinces me that, you know, something's wrong, or that I'm doing something wrong, or that I'm on the wrong path, or that I've made the wrong choices, or, you know, whatever's lined up in my future is what could go wrong. It's almost like the anxiety shows up first, and then your mind goes, okay, well, why is it here? Let me think of all the reasons why I should be scared or panicky. Meditation has been helping a whole lot. There's this app. If anybody is curious about meditation, I would really recommend Insight Timer. It's fantastic. It tracks your day's your uninterrupted streaks, basically, of meditating, which kind of, you know, it spurs you on to keep doing it every day because you don't want to break your streak. But it has a wonderful little bell timer. You can set it to go off every minute if you like, so that while you're kind of off in the ether, you still know how time is passing or how much time you've got left. That's not necessarily the point of meditation. You should be just very much in the moment. But for me, it's reassuring to hear that ding and know, okay, it's still, like, we're moving through. Like, I'm getting it done. And then I can relax more and then go back to the purpose of meditation. If anybody's curious about deep meditation, feel free to leave a comment, and I will try to find a link to the ebook that I absolutely love that taught me all about deep meditation. It's incredibly helpful. I think the first time I ever meditated, I walked outside, and I swear the light was pink. The light outside was like glowing, and just, I don't know, I've never felt that peaceful since. I always feel peaceful when I meditate, but that first session was nuts. In terms of what it did for me. I just felt so at peace. And that's not necessarily, you know, how that goes the first time for everybody. A lot of times meditation is really just training your thoughts to go back to your mantra and chill out. And like noticing that you're off on a little tangent thinking about things and then chilling out. So I don't want to get anybody's hopes up thinking that's exactly how they're going to feel the first time they meditate. But if you do have anxiety and you haven't tried meditation, I know it's really scary to think about sitting there and doing nothing but going into your mind, because that's exactly what you want to escape from. But if you can talk yourself into it, even say, you know, I'll give myself 2 minutes. You know, you might keep going past that, but even 2 minutes is a good thing. Like it's really a good thing. I had I used to go to a Buddhist monastery for meditation classes, actually, and the abbess of the monastery was talking about how our mind is so full of so many fragmented thoughts that it's basically like muddy water, and you can't really see through it. You know, everything's swirling around and distracting you and grabbing at you, and you can't see one thing through because you honestly, you can't even see to the bottom. And she talked about how meditation is simply a tool to help that all that sediment, all that dirt in the water, just collect it, settle at the bottom, and like calm it all down. And that's exactly, for me, that's exactly what it does. It absolutely calms things down, and then the water's clear again, and I can kind of see more rationally. It helps me battle the irrational stuff that's trying to jack my mind. Fucking anxiety. So, yeah, all that to say, it's been rough, and I just wanted to be real about it. I'm coping. I'm okay. You know, nobody, I never want anybody to think that I'm having like a ploy for sympathy here. It's definitely not that. You don't, if you want to say something nice in the comments, then I can't tell you how heartfeltly, like, it's heartfeltly a word. It is now. I can't tell you how heartfelt my appreciation is for that kind of stuff. I think it's wonderful when human beings just are nice to each other. Honestly, we go through so much. A little bit of kindness, really. Can you hear in my voice? A little bit of kindness really, really matters. It makes a difference in people's days. But, I am coping. I am handling it. You know, I'm dealing. I'm going to my shrink. I'm, you know, setting up my therapy. I'm putting in place the team that I need to help me, you know, deal with whatever I need to deal with. And I can relax knowing that, you know, people have my back. And I've got my own back. I know it'll go away again. It always does. It's just exhausting sometimes to think like, oh God, here comes another round. Like, now we're gonna have to deal with this. It's definitely not the worst problem to have in life, but I don't want to minimize it for anyone who's struggling either. It sucks. It fucking sucks. But yeah. So no, you don't, I mean, don't feel pressured to have to comment about any of this, or, you know, try to dig in and into, you know, discussing this kind of stuff. I always worry that I'm going to put my foot in my mouth. So nobody has to, you know, worry about coming up with something nice to say. I am handling it, even if I sound almost teary when I talk about it. I promise I'm getting through it. I'm doing what I need to do to get through it. But that's why I haven't been, you know, posting this week. And I hope, I mean, I know, honestly, I'm not even gonna say I hope. I know people understand that. I also know people understand Reddit and the nature of Reddit, and sometimes there's an ebb and a flow to things. So it was an ebb this week. But I do have the microphone out, and I think I was excited enough about that to fire up my little voice memo app and talk about it. I've got the microphone out. I've got a friends to lovers idea that I think I'm gonna do. I gotta figure out where to put the snoring dog. He's actually being really quiet right now. By the way, thank you everyone for your concern about him, checking in and asking how he's doing. He had pancreatitis for sure. That was that was fun. An overnight stay at a 24-hour vet is it's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap. I might be resuming customs soon. Just saying that. I think I'm gonna go open up that email account and see, you know, if there's any requests in there that I can fill. If you are interested in customs, leave a comment or DM me or something and we'll talk, because I think I am going to get that started again. I've been kind of piecemeal about it off and on, but it's time for me to buckle down a little and do this. Like, I don't know. I'm fairly good at this. I should keep going with it. I need to focus actually on the things that make me feel unique or special or talented. So yeah, friends to lovers, I think, is the theme for this one. It would be my first friends to lovers, and I think I'm gonna get started on it. I always like to release an audio with a photo, and, you know, my little packaging that I like to do. It's creative for me. It's fun. I like doing it. It's silly, but I like doing it. So I gotta think about what kind of picture I would take for this one. A hint would be it would be something in a car. Maybe I'll go out on the street in my car and take some topless pictures in the passenger seat. Oh, I've got a busy full day ahead of me now. But anyway, so that was the rant. That was the ramble. I'm excited to have an idea. I've been kind of like, I don't know, been dry on that. I really haven't had ideas for scenarios that have been popping up lately. So I'm really happy that this one came to me. I think I'm going to go record it. But yeah, I hope, you know, if anyone out there is listening to this and you're having a tough time mentally, just know that you're not alone in that. You're really not alone. I think everything in depression or anxiety wants to tell us over and over again that we're broken and that we're not right and that we are alone and we're not even a pariah, but, you know, that something's wrong with us personally, just us. We're wrong in a really unique, special, broken way. And it's not true. It's just not true. It lies. It likes to lie. Anyone out there dealing with depression or anxiety, I feel every bit of what you're going through. And I see you. And I appreciate you for trying and dealing just like I am. I really do. And it breaks my heart to think that people have to deal with this or feel like this, you know, for no reason. Nobody deserves this. So I see you, I send you love, and remind yourself you're not alone and it will change. It will pass. It will get better. It always does. Even if you're exhausted of dealing with rounds of it, you know, because it comes back. It does come back. That's the other thing. But it always goes away again. It always does. So hang in there, okay? And I might as well be talking to myself, really. But yeah, I hope that you know that you're supported and you're not alone. And that this is something that is beyond our control. It's not our fault. And all we can do is just try our best to cope with it in the healthiest ways possible. And with that weird note, I'm going to get a coffee and sip it and think about how I'm going to fuck this guy in this car, in this audio. Spoiler alert, sex in a car, for sure. That's going to be happening into my mic in about half an hour. So keep an eye out for that. I will be releasing an audio soon. It's been way too long. And I need to get back to what plugs me in and makes me feel talented and unique. So that's definitely that. I hope that everybody is having a wonderful day or evening or morning. You know, I like to cover my time zones every time. So lots of love from me to you. And I'll be around soon. Mwah. Bye, guys.